message to Israel. Shalom Aleichem, peace be unto you. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. This is the voice of the message to Israel. Approximately 4,000 years ago, God made a promise to Abraham that will eventually affect the entire world. This promise, which God later repeated to Isaac and to Jacob, included a land, a great nation, and a worldwide blessing. So great was this promise that it extends to that joyous day when sin, curse, and death have been removed from the earth. In a new series entitled The Indestructible Jew, which begins today, A.J. Overton will survey the events recorded in the Bible from the day God announced this promise to Abraham until the day when the promise will be completely fulfilled. I introduce to you our Message to Israel voice for this series, A.J. Overton.
Thank you, Mr. Spencer. Greetings, friends, in the name of the Lord Yeshua. We speak today concerning the Jews and Abraham. The Emperor Frederick the Great once asked his court minister to prove the inspiration of the Bible by one word. The court minister replied, "Your Majesty, the Jews." The very existence of the Jewish nation demonstrates the reliability of the Holy Scriptures. Abraham, the founder of the Jewish nation, lived in Ur, a prosperous city in Mesopotamia. His ancestors worshipped idols. Joshua 24:2 declares, "Thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, your fathers dwelt of old time beyond the river, even Terah, the father of Abraham, and Nahor, and they served other gods." God appeared to Abraham in Mesopotamia about B.C. 1950 and instructed him, "Get thee out of thy land and from thy kindred, and come into the land which I will show thee." God made a covenant, a solemn promise with Abraham. This promise included his descendants also, a people named Israel in the Bible. God's purpose for this chosen nation Israel is set forth in his covenant. God declared this unconditional covenant to Abraham in the first book of Moses, Genesis. "Now the Lord had said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing, and I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed." We note, among other things, God's promise to make Abraham a great nation, and through Abraham to bless all the earth. God confirmed this covenant later to Isaac, "I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give unto thy seed all these countries, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed." God also further confirmed the covenant to Jacob, "I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it and to thy seed, and thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed." The Lord thus announced this great covenant to be his covenant with Abraham, or his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. In his later repetition of this covenant, God emphasized its absolute certainty. The covenant reappeared frequently throughout Israel's history and in the utterances of Israel's prophets. It held before them the lofty purposes of God with his elect nation. Just what does this covenant promise to Israel? It concerns, first, a special land. Get thee out of thy country unto a land that I will show thee. God chose this land to be the home of his chosen nation. God spoke of this land through the prophet Ezekiel as a land that I searched out for them, flowing with milk and honey, which is the glory of all lands. The Lord even named the boundaries of the land in the first book of Moses. In the same day the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, Unto thy seed have I given this land, from the river of Egypt unto the great river, the river Euphrates. Moses described the land. For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and depths that spring out of valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey, a land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness. Thou shalt not lack anything in it, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills thou mayest dig brass. Though much of the area of this land today is desert, the prophet Isaiah predicted that in the reign of Messiah, he will make it to blossom like a rose. The covenant concerns the nation. God promised to Abraham, I will make of thee a great nation. The greatness of Abraham was a pattern of the greatness which God desired in the nation of Israel. Abraham was great in possessions. His servant stated, The Lord hath blessed my master greatly, and he is become great. And he hath given him flocks and herds and silver and gold and men servants and maid servants and camels and asses. Abraham was also great in faith. We read, And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. Yet looking unto the promise of God, Abraham wavered not through unbelief, but waxed strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully assured that what God had promised, God was able also to perform. Abraham was also great in obedience. The Lord said to him, Now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. By faith Abraham, being tried, offered up Isaac. Yet he that had gladly received the promise was offering up his only begotten son, even to he to whom it was said, In Isaac shall thy seed be called. So Israel was to be a nation great in numbers, in righteousness, and in glory. God said, In blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore. Thus Abraham and his posterity will have both spiritual descendants in heaven like the stars in glory, and physical descendants as numerous as the sands of the seashore, glorifying God as earthly people. Israel would be great because it would subdue all its enemies. The promise of God declared, Thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. This prophecy refers primarily to the Messiah, but it includes his chosen nation. The prophet Isaiah foretold the exaltation of the nation of Israel. And strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the alien shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But ye shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. Ye shall eat the riches of the nations, and in their glory shall ye boast yourselves. This covenant further promised blessings for all the earth through Abraham. In thy seed shall all families of the earth be blessed. We must understand in the meaning of this blessing that when the Lord spoke to Abraham his promise of blessing for all families of the earth, he was giving one of his great promises concerning salvation and redemption. His blessing for men means, first of all, their deliverance from guilt and bondage to sin and death. The deliverance opens the way to all other good for man. This promised blessing thus refers primarily to Messiah, the Lord Yeshua. It is through faith in Him as Redeemer that men may have deliverance from sin and bondage. Individuals in the past found salvation through faith when the first promise of redemption had been spoken. The Scriptures state, "Through faith Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice." Others who lived after Abel believed in the coming Redeemer. Since Messiah died as the substitute for sinful men, the number of the justified by faith has increased tremendously.
And now may the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you and give you peace. Shalom.